start with Mike Kliss. As you hear that and you think about the multiple opportunities for players to be challenged, to be criticized in public, to be, so the favorite word, disrespected. How can you avoid something like this happening?
Well, you know, another thing I did regarding this type of story is, you know, that's one thing that got the players where they're at, to the elite level, major league level, their major league sport, is the fact that they don't turn the other cheek. You know, they're not afraid. They're fearless. They believe that they're stronger than the next guy. What's that?
They're bulletproof.
Yeah, they're bulletproof. They do not think under any circumstances that they're mortal. They don't think they'll get hurt. And so that mindset is part of the psyche that you need, and Dr. Choka can speak to that better than me, but you know, I see there's an inherent, it's you know, the best you get, Nick, and there's an inherent cockiness is what I want to say, and some people don't quite cross that line, but that between confidence, there's a line between extremely confident and cockiness. And even the most modest athlete at least bumps the line there and stays on this side of extreme confidence without being cocky. But still, the point is, there is this physical superiority that they feel, and nothing like you know, going out and having a good time. The machismo that comes with women, you're going after women, and where do guys go look for women? They go to look for them at nightclubs and in bars. And
where do girls go to look for athletes?
Yeah, same, you know, same thing. And that's where it the whole confluence of danger, I think, comes together, and it's tough for the athletes to pull away from that. By the way, I just want to interject one thing here, gentlemen, and that is, in Broncoland, as difficult as this tragedy is, it is time for the Broncos to move on, and business is business, and they just fired Larry Coyer as their defensive coordinator today. So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, that the grieving period, and maybe that's when the grieving period officially ends and business begins, is when the body is laid to rest.